Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, a Syrian refugee's surprise gift, and futuristic Star Wars helmets being used by Britain's special forces.
War on Plastic, Kenya. Making, selling, or even using a plastic bag is now a crime in Kenya, punishable by up to 4 years in prison or $40,000 in fines. The new law is the toughest the world has seen, even allowing police officers to pursue those carrying plastic bags. Plastic bags are a scourge around the globe, but the situation is especially bad in Kenya. In Kibera, Kenya's biggest slum, there are entire hills made of them.
Refugee's rare violin, Britain. A 19th century violin from Britain's Oxford University has been lent to a Syrian refugee living in Lebanon. After fleeing Aleppo with his toy violin, Aboud Kaplo, 14, watched YouTube videos to teach himself to play. When a filmmaker and former Oxford student met him, she was so impressed by his passion for music, she asked Oxford to help him find a real one. The university has one of the most incredible collections of historic and modern musical instruments from all over the world. They are usually lent to students and academics, but Oxford immediately agreed to send one to the young violinist.
Lost and found in the outback, Australia. A British man who survived 3 days lost in the outback said he used techniques that he'd learned from Bear Grylls' nature survival TV shows. He ate insects and plants and buried himself in the sand to keep warm at night. Anthony Collis, 32, and his girlfriend had been driving from Perth to Darwin, a 4,000-kilometre trip across Australia's most isolated territory. On the way, their car got stuck, and after a quarrel, each went off on their own. Collis's girlfriend raised the alarm some hours later, after finding a campsite 8 kilometres away.
Killer ants, Australia. The Australian government is starting a $414 million biosecurity operation to eradicate a venomous ant that is threatening the nation's agriculture and wildlife. The South American red imported fire ants are blamed for the deaths of dozens of people in the U.S. and for costing the economy there around $7 billion a year. If they are not contained in Australia, the government says that the ants may make everyday activities such as barbecues impossible.
Toxic game, China. China's armed forces have an unusual new enemy, video games. According to the military's official paper, the People's Liberation Army Daily, some of their soldiers have become so addicted to virtual battles they would struggle to fight real ones. The hit game, Honor of Kings, which features historical Chinese characters fighting each other, is of particular concern. Earlier this year, Beijing called the game toxic and forced its makers to limit the time that kids can play it. Over 160 million people play it every month in China.
Star Wars helmet, UK. Britain's special forces are testing futuristic helmets that can detect enemies and repel bullets. Soldiers have already named the equipment the Boba Fett helmet, after the Star Wars bounty hunter who has similar-looking headgear in the films. DevTac, the helmet's makers, say that it can deflect bullets from an AK-47 and protect against shrapnel and fire. The high-tech helmet also includes optical attachments that use infrared heat-seeking technology to identify the enemy in darkness and sensors that can detect signals from other helmets to locate comrades.
Smartphone zombies, USA. The Hawaiian capital of Honolulu has become the first major US city to ban pedestrians from looking at their mobile phones or texting while they cross the street. The recent distracted walking law imposes fines on anyone caught looking at a mobile phone, tablet, laptop, or video game device while walking across a street or highway.